Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
Yeah, it's 28334.
28334. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. All right. And could I please have your first and last name?
Charles Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. I do appreciate that. I have located an account. Could I please have your shipping address?
2475 Avenue, Dunn, North Carolina, 28334.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. And I do see that you had the Cosmic Scope and the Cosmic Scope case. Those do, you know, have a great picture quality and a good field of vision. What seems to be the issue, sir?
I haven't received them. I was just wondering, and the email I got, confirmation email, doesn't give a date for receipt.
Yes. Yes, sir. I am very sorry about that. It does. Let's see here. It does look like there has been a, let's see here. It does look like there has been a delay in shipments for everybody that got these, but I can send an email really quick asking them to prioritize yours, and it'll be sent out Monday.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So just hang tight with me while I take care of this for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And other than this, how is your day going today, sir?
I'm pretty good, not too bad. I'm not going to complain.
I understand. It's starting to warm up down here.
Yeah. Where you at?
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. We just had some massive tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, I saw something on the news this morning about all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends actually had their whole entire house blown away. They were in the basement, and they saw, like, their house being blown away through the basement. Craziness. I couldn't imagine that.
I couldn't either.
You know, to witness that. Watching Twister was scary enough for me.
We have some straight line winds to come through one time, and mm-hmm. I went outside. I told my wife, I said, something's coming. I don't know what it is. I said, but it's big and it's bad. And I said, we need to get out of here. And by the time we made it to the car, it had mm-hmm. already started hitting, and we had to run back in the house and get back in the house.
Were y'all okay?
Yeah, we ended up being okay. There was a few down trees and everything, but... You know, we didn't get much damage. A few shingles blown off, stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Well, when Sally came through here, let's see. When Sally came through here, I had to drive to Atlanta to pick my husband up. He was coming home from overseas, and I had to drive to Atlanta to pick him up at the airport. And I drove through Sally. And it didn't seem that bad to me while I was driving, but we got home, and we sit on the couch, you know, and we look up, and there is this water spot that is the size of my dog. I have a husky. This water spot that is as huge as my dog, and we ended up having to have our roof replaced. Yes, and then Zeta came right after that and took a tree out of our yard and threw it onto our neighbor's truck. And I was just like, really? Because right before Sally came through, I had to have the cabinet. I had to have my whole kitchen remodeled due to water damage because a pipe busted. And so that's a homeowner's insurance claim. And then the storm came through. I had to have my roof replaced. Homeowner's insurance claim within like 2 months. Two claims. And I asked my neighbor, I'm like, look, can you put this on your auto insurance? Because if I have another claim on my homeowner's insurance, they're going to drop me.
So. They dropped us after our first claim. So.
What? Wow. Yeah. What's even the point of having insurance then? Honestly, if there, you can't use it.
But the bad thing is once you get dropped, all the other insurance companies somehow know about it, and they want to charge you outrageous rates.
Oh yes, I know, because I was shopping for insurance. Because my insurance to replace my roof, they wanted like a $5,000 deductible because it was wind damage. And I'm just like, well, that's what you're for. My deductible is supposed to be $1,000. No, well, because this is weather and wind damage and more or less an act of God, you know, this is going to be your deductible. And that deductible came out of the check we got. So we had to almost clear out our whole savings account to have our roof replaced. And I'm just like, what's even the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? So it's just, it was insane. So when we went to another insurance agency and they're like, yeah, well, because of these claims, you're going to have to stick with your current insurance company. But give us a call in 6 months and we'll see what we can do for you.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah, well, I do have the account canceled out for you today, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.
You say canceled out? What do you mean?
Oh, no, I don't have your account canceled. I'm so sorry. I am totally spacing out. I have your account notated, and I have the email address sent to our supervisors so that Cosmic Scope will be shipped out by Monday. I did prioritize it for you. I'm sorry. I was just, like I said, I was just completely spaced out. We were talking about getting dropped from our insurance, and then cancel went right into my brain.
Okay. The just to make sure I've got this right, you were saying the scope as mm-hmm. singular. There should be three scopes in one case.
Oh, let me go ahead and double check. I'm so sorry about that, sir. Yes, sir, I do see three cosmic scopes and a case.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. That's the correct order. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Thank you very much for your time today, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.